That is the end of section one. Section two. At the Student Center, Annie watches an educational program on television. Fill in the gaps in the summary of the news item with the correct word or phrase according to what you hear. Write your answers to questions 15 to 23 in the column on the right of the page. The first one has been done for you as an example. You now have some time to look at the summary. Now listen to the program about Britain's climate and answer questions 15 to 23.
Northern Ireland generally has a sparse and scattered population and is a largely rural country with good agricultural land. The relative smallness of the country and the widespread influences of a warm sea and westerly winds mean that there are no extreme contrasts in temperature throughout Britain. The climate is mainly temperate, with variations between coolness and mildness. Altitude modifies temperature, so that higher ground is colder than low-lying land. Much of Scotland and the upland areas of Wales and England are therefore cool in summer and cold in winter compared with most of England. The main factors affecting the amount of British rainfall are: 1. The depressions or low pressure areas which travel eastward across the Atlantic Ocean. 2. The prevailing southwesterly winds throughout much of the year. 3. The exposure of the western coasts to the Atlantic Ocean. And 4. The fact that most of the highest ground lies in the west. As a result, the heaviest annual rainfall is in the west and north, over 1600 millimeters, with an autumn or winter maximum. The high ground in the west protects the lowlands of the south and east, so that annual rainfall here is quite moderate at about 800 millimeters, with a slight summer maximum. The total national rainfall average is over 1,100 millimeters annually. March to June tend to be the driest months, while September to January are the wettest. Although drought conditions are infrequent, they do occur and can cause problems for farmers, the water companies, and consumers. Low pressure systems may produce very variable weather. They normally pass over the northern British Isles, and southwesterly winds have a strong influence for much of the year. The result can be windy, wet, and unstable conditions. But high pressure systems, which also happen throughout the year, are relatively stable and move more slowly, producing light winds and generally settled weather. This pattern can result in fine and dry effects, both in winter and summer. The amount of sunshine in Britain varies between regions. It decreases from south to north, inland from the coastal belts, and with altitude. In summer, the daily average sunshine varies from 5 hours in northern Scotland to 8 hours on the Isle of Wight. In winter, sunlight averages 1 hour in northern Scotland and 2 hours on the English south coast. These average statistics indicate that Britain is not a particularly sunny country, although there are periods of relief from the general grayness. The frequent cloud cover over the British Isles is a complicating factor, so that even on a hot summer's day, there may be little sunshine breaking through the clouds. This can give humid, sticky conditions. The unpredictability of Britain's weather is virtually a national institution, a topic of daily conversation, and for some, a conditioning factor in the national character. The British tend to think that they live in a more temperate climate than is actually the case. But many escape abroad in both winter and summer.